Jacob went on his way, and the angels of God met him. And when Jacob saw them, he said, "This is God's army." So he called the name of that place Mahanaim. And Jacob sent messengers before him to Esau his brother in the land of Seir, the country of Edom, instructing them, "Thus you shall say to my lord Esau, thus says your servant Jacob, I have sojourned with Laban and stayed until now. I have oxen, asses, flocks, men servants, and maid servants, and I have sent to tell my lord, in order that I may find favour in your sight." And the messengers returned to Jacob, saying, "We came to your brother Esau, and he is coming to meet you, and 400 men with him." Then Jacob was greatly afraid and distressed, and he divided the people that were with him, and the flocks, and the herds, and camels, into two companies, thinking, "If Esau comes to the one company and destroys it, then the company which is left will escape." And Jacob said, "O God of my father Abraham, and God of my father Isaac, O Lord, who did say to me, Return to your country and to your kindred, and I will do you good. I am not worthy of the least of all the steadfast love and faithfulness which thou hast shown to thy servant. For with only my staff I crossed this Jordan, and now I have become two companies. Deliver me, I pray thee, from the hand of my brother, from the hand of Esau, for I fear him, lest he come and slay us all, the mothers with the children. But thou didst say, I will do you good, and make your descendants as the sand of the sea, which cannot be numbered for multitude." So he lodged there that night, and took from what he had with him a present for his brother Esau: 200 she-goats and 20 he-goats, 200 ewes and 20 rams, 30 milch camels and their colts, 40 cows and 10 bulls, 20 she-asses and 10 he-asses. These he delivered into the hands of his servants, every drove by itself, and said to his servants, "Pass on before me, and put a space between drove and drove." He instructed the foremost, "When Esau my brother meets you and asks you, to whom do you belong? Where are you going? And whose are these before you?" Then you shall say, "They belong to your servant Jacob. They are a present sent to my lord Esau, and moreover he is behind us." He likewise instructed the second, and the third, and all who followed the droves. You shall say the same thing to Esau when you meet him, and you shall say, "Moreover, your servant Jacob is behind us." For he thought, "I may appease him with the present that goes before me, and afterwards I shall see his face, and perhaps he will accept me." So the present passed on before him, and he himself lodged that night in the camp. The same night he arose and took his two wives, his two maids, and his 11 children, and crossed the ford of the Jabbok. He took them and sent them across the stream, and likewise everything that he had. And Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him until the breaking of the day. When the man saw that he did not prevail against Jacob, he touched the hollow of his thigh, and Jacob's thigh was put out of the joint as he wrestled with him. Then he said, "Let me go, for the day is breaking." But Jacob said, "I will not let you go unless you bless me." And he said to him, "What is your name?" And he said, "Jacob." Then he said, "Your name shall no more be called Jacob, but Israel, for you have striven with God and with men and have prevailed." But he said, "Why is it that you ask my name?" And there he blessed him. So Jacob called the name of the place Peniel, saying, "For I have seen God face to face, and yet my life is preserved." The sun rose upon him as he passed through Peniel, limping because of his thigh. Therefore to this day the Israelites do not eat the sinew of the hip, which is upon the hollow of the thigh, because he touched the hollow of Jacob's thigh on the sinew of the hip.